Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 94. WIP.
It's getting near dawn. When lights grow the tighter.
But whatever, it's Saturday morning. Weather could be a little iffy today, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's always sunny in Philadelphia, even though the Phillies are just, again, show their brutal. But today is not a Phillies day. I mean, if somebody wants to talk about them, I'm okay with it, but it's you can't win when you get nine hits in the last 2 days. They won one game, 1-0, then they lost last night to Arizona. It's just... it's bad, but we know it's bad, so why even complain about it? As the saying goes, it is what it is. But there's so many other things to talk about. And obviously on the top of that list is the reports, and there are discussions going on, so there's no question those reports are true. But I'm sure there's other teams talking to Boston Celtics besides the 76ers for that number one pick. I don't think the Lakers are overly excited about Lonzo Ball, so they're trying to trade in the number one. They may not have as much as the Sixers but to offer, but I'm sure, and maybe the Celtics don't need the second pick if who they want is really Josh Jackson, who I was told worked out for the Sixers yesterday. The Sixers... Brian Colangelo and Brett Brown went to Sacramento to work out Josh Jackson. Obviously the Sixers are chucking everything, but there's kind of indications that the Celtics would get what they want at number three. Now, I don't know that it would be good for them to trade Fultz because I don't know that Isaiah Thomas is going to be there in a year. He's got a contract coming up, and obviously he's going to want the max. And can you pay Isaiah Thomas $40 million a year plus, $40 million plus a year? That's what the max is now for 5 years. I don't know. I don't know that you can do that. As good as he's played for him, and he's been terrific, I don't know if that would be your future. So the Celtics would have to get a lot. Obviously Jimmy Butler would help them, and that's part of this three-way deal with the Sixers, and the Sixers giving up multiple picks. But what does Chicago get out of this? And they got to get, and to include Okafor in the deal, I like any deal that has Okafor in it, just to give somebody stupid enough to take him, because he's just brutal. I know the Celtics had interest, but they never wanted to give you anything. And as I said, I guess I was on with John Marks this week. I was on with somebody. And talked about the fact that Sixers are trying hard to get rid of at least three of those second-round picks. Having all those second-round picks, which was the mastermind of the former idiot running this thing, the Ponzi scheme master, they have 5 second-round picks this year and 5 next year. There's not enough room to have all those players on your roster, so it makes no sense, and you wouldn't know who to keep and who not to keep because they wouldn't fit on the roster, so you couldn't play them and then have a guy develop into something. They're trying desperately to find somebody to take at least 3 of those 5 picks this year because they got 5 more of them next year in the second round. He cornered the market on the second round, which is only a burden more than anything else. Because if you got to move into the first round, it would be the end of the first round. But the problem that creates for the Sixers, when you take a pick at the end of the first round, it's a guaranteed contract. And they're going to have all these contracts coming up, and you don't want any more guaranteed contracts. So there is a negative to having all these players. They all come up for contracts one after another and some at the same time. So, but the trade, I'm sure the people... The fans would like to see this trade to get Fultz, who's clearly the best player in the draft. The Sixers will work out De'Aaron Fox today over at their facility. And then Fultz, they have to see or work out Fultz, one of the two. I don't know if the Sixers would go to see him. But it's more likely that he would come here because if he was already in Boston, it's easy enough to get here. Whether they open that to the media and they've opened up everything else would be interesting. But the one thing to remember with trade talks that come up, we're still, 5-6 days away from the draft. And the Celtics want to maximize whatever they get, and they want everybody to join into the party. So the fact that this is out there, and it wouldn't shock me that somebody from the Celtics leaked this, because that gets everybody understanding, not that they don't already know, because all teams call all the teams. The Sixers talking to the teams in front of them. They're talking to the teams behind them in case they trade back. There's a lot of different things that could happen. And the reported trade, and there's obviously smoke there because they are talking to the Celtics. The reported trade is not going to happen today or tomorrow, I wouldn't think, because there's still a lot of things that have to be worked out. And the Celtics want to wait to see if anybody else jumps into the party because they want to get everybody to jump into the party. They apparently want Josh Jackson, so that limits the people in the party, but who knows who the third team is. And again, what do the Bulls get out of this for Jimmy Butler? And Danny Ainge is a smart guy. That's the one thing that you have to understand there. He's just not going to give him away. So, obviously, you've had thoughts about this since you've heard about it yesterday. You'll have more thoughts about it this morning. And it's clear that there is smoke. But how much fire, we'll have to wait and see. Again, I would say it's unlikely that these trades happen this far in front before the draft. So we'll see how that plays out a little bit. But to see what you think about how it plays out as well. So we can talk about that. I saw the workout of Malik Monk the other day. Now, these workouts are wonderful. And the teams, it's more for the teams to talk to the player and get a feel for the person. And I'm sure, like everybody else, they do background checks. And I don't think there's anything bad about the guys that are at the top of the draft. Other than, I mean, you know what's bad about Lonzo Ball, and it's not him, it's his father. But that's another scenario that could possibly happen if no trade happens. But I saw Malik Monk, and honestly, I was not impressed. But he's not a top 3 pick. The only way that the Sixers could get involved with Monk is if they get the 3 and they want to trade back and get more multiple picks, which I don't think would please the fans. But Malik Monk He didn't shoot it that well. And just to watch him play with a bunch of coaches doesn't impress me at all, but he did not shoot it that well. And he said the three-point shot in the NBA is different because you need more of your legs, so he's got to get used to that. But if he can shoot the two, he can learn to shoot the three. But I wouldn't say what I saw the other day is a reason the Sixers would say, oh, this guy could play with us. I wasn't impressed by what I saw. Now, today, De'Aaron Fox, and I'm going to stop over there for a little while to watch De'Aaron Fox to see what his workout looks like. But I might even periscope that today, but if people want to watch it. But I don't know what you can even tell from the workouts. I don't even know what you can tell from the workouts, because you should be able to know what he can do by scouting him all year, and I'm sure he's been scouted all year by a lot of people. So, and the other scenario that I think really has a possibility of happening is I don't think Lonzo Ball is a lock. You know, it's the odds are that the Lakers would take him at two, but I don't think he's a lock. I don't think he's a lock at number two. So if that's the case, and if he falls to number three, and I'm the Sixers, I do not take him. I do not want him. I just don't think he fits with Ben Simmons. I think both guys have to have the ball. I think De'Aaron Fox could adapt to not having the ball as much if you want Ben Simmons to handle it more. But let's face reality. Ben Simmons is not a point guard. Is not. And I've had NBA people, two well-respected NBA coaches, former coaches, Larry Brown, you may dislike him, but he really is a sharp basketball guy. He's on my podcast, the Howard Eskin podcast, available on iTunes. And this week, Billy Cunningham's on there, and he said the same thing, that Ben Simmons is not a point guard. He's just not a point guard. Billy talked about a lot of other things and what he would do at number three, and he mentioned that on the podcast. But if Lonzo Ball is there at three, I, if it was me, would not take him. That would be me. All right. Some other things we can talk about today. LeBron James just won't go away. When the finals were over, he said he was going underground. Well, it was interesting how he went underground. He posted a picture on Instagram of him shaving his, well, he's losing all his hair anyway, so he shaved his head. So he posted that picture, and then he goes and does a podcast and try to clean up what he said after the final, after they lost in five games, and they got smoked in five games. And I hear people say, well, it wasn't his fault. No, it wasn't, but it is his fault because he put that Cleveland team together. So it is his fault. You want to blame somebody, you can blame him as much as anybody else. But he said after the series was over in the news conference, he asked him about, the question was basically about playing on super teams, and does he think that's good or not good? But his response was, I've never played on a super team. Well, you put together one in Miami, or you tried to. You put together one in Miami, so that's a lot of BS. And then he says in the same breath, when he says, I haven't played for super teams, he said, well, the Cavaliers are a super team. You know, so he tried to couch it by not dissing his team because he's the one that put it together. But he said he never played for super teams. Well, that's exactly what he's done. And he does it whenever he gets tired of one place and he wants to try to win another place. And he's never happy with just going and playing for a team. He's got to be the center of attention. But then the guy that said he was going underground, so you weren't going to hear from him, he posts a picture on Instagram. And then he does a podcast to try to basically clarify his super team comment and tries to point out all the other teams that he thinks were super teams. But the difference is, they were put together the right way, these other teams. He talked about Lakers teams. He talked about Celtics teams. I forget what other teams he talked about being super teams. But they didn't just – there wasn't one player that just put these all these guys – and guys didn't work out the contract to all of a sudden come to the same team together. It was – they were teams that put themselves together through a draft. Hey, listen, I didn't think Kevin Durant going to Golden State showed me a lot from Kevin Durant. But the reality is he didn't put a super team together. He went to a really, really good team. And I still think they would have won the championship, not as easily, without Kevin Durant. But the reality is Golden State put that team together the right way through the draft, didn't tank, didn't have top five picks. None of those players that they had before Durant got there were top five picks. They did a good job with Steph Curry. They did a good job with Klay Thompson. And they obviously struck it rich with a second-round pick in Draymond Green. And they did it the right way. So LeBron, he can't get at LeBron James is a great player. I get all that. And I understand all that. He's a great player. But he's so insecure. His personality is so annoying. That's why people don't like him. Because he's so insecure that he's got to make people and remind people how he's the best. And he's not the best. I had a little Twitter, probably a semi, more than a little, but a Twitter fight with the Eagles wide receiver Torrey Smith, who said on WIP, I guess it was Friday. I don't even know what day. The days run together. It was Thursday. That LeBron James is the best of all time, which is ridiculous. You know, and I've said that before. You know, guys that haven't seen these players can't comment. He hasn't really seen Michael Jordan. He hasn't really seen Larry Bird. He really hasn't seen Magic Johnson. So how can you comment on that? And I'm tired of hearing the stale argument, oh, it's a different era, and the game's changed. Well, great players can adapt to any game. Larry Bird could adapt to any game. Magic Johnson could adapt to any game. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I'm sure, could adapt to any game. Oscar Robertson could adapt to any game. Michael Jordan, obviously, can adapt to any game. So all that nonsense. So I went back and forth on Twitter with Torrey Smith. And I had to leave, so I didn't see him in the locker room afterwards to debate the issue. I told him to get ready for a training camp because we will have an issue. And he better study up because he's got no clue about those other players. But everybody gets caught up in the moment. And Golden State's not even one of the top five teams all time. That's another thing that's a joke. So I had my little back and forth with Torrey Smith as well. All right, let me give you the numbers. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. On your cell phone, your wireless device, whatever you want to call it. On that AT&T service that I'm sure many, many, many people use, as I've been doing for over 30 years, it's #9494. And on Verizon, it's #9494. By the way, we're at the Fresh Grocer in Wincote, Pennsylvania, where people, as we have seen this week, and I'll mention that, we have seen this week, are shopping out of the city because the soda tax is just a disgrace and ridiculous and people are just shopping elsewhere. I'll tell you what's happened this week as far as that. But we're at the Fresh Grocer in Wincote, the Cedarbrook Plaza, 1000 Easton Road in Wincote, Pennsylvania. People already out here shopping this morning. Shopping for everything. And it's not soda. We get caught up in the soda tax. It's a beverage tax. It's an everything tax is what it is. 94, WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:18. If nothing happens in terms of a trade, who would be the pick for you? I would And I haven't seen De'Aaron Fox, but I think he's better for this team than any of the other players. I would take De'Aaron Fox. And if Lonzo Ball's there, if there is no trade and the Celtics take Foles, it would not surprise me if the Lakers or De'Aaron Fox goes at number two. And if that happens, that could screw up things for the Sixers. I mean, they might take Josh Jackson, who they worked out yesterday in Sacramento. But whatever the case, whatever happens, whatever happens, the Sixers have to hope for a lot of other things to happen before people get all chunked up and all proud of what's transpired here, because Joel Embiid has to play more than 50 games. Ben Simmons, we have not seen play a second of NBA basketball. So I know he's got skills, and I know how athletic he is, and I get it, all that, and he's a big guy that can handle the ball, and I understand all that. But he cannot shoot, and that's got to change. That's got to change, but so we don't know. But none of this works. Joel Embiid, if he's healthy and can play 70 games, I think he's got to play 70 games. 65 games a year doesn't work for me, and 30 minutes a game doesn't work for me either, because he's going to have to play more minutes if the Sixers ever get into big games. But the scenario at number three could be really interesting if no trade happens. Could be really interesting. And I don't know what people would do. I just told you what I would do at three. If nothing happens, if in terms of a trade, if nothing happens. And I don't know where... there's at three, there's probably two or three players that you could take that you would like. So we'll talk about that. I'll get a better idea with De'Aaron Fox, but I don't know that the workout's going to change the way I think with De'Aaron Fox. But that'll be something to look at today and keep an eye. But I don't think any trade's going to happen in the next few days, because I think Boston's going to let it play out, because I don't know that there's other team. The way this thing has to work, I don't think it would go away if the Celtics waited. And Danny Ainge is very, very smart. I think he's one of the smartest guys. I mean, not the smartest, but one of the smartest NBA guys in the league, for sure. And he did it before, and I think he can do it again. I just can't ignore the Phillies, even though I think people more and more are starting to ignore the Phillies. Last night they announced 18,000 people. There was probably no more than 12,000 people in the ballpark, which is okay. I mean, I don't know if the tickets were out there. I don't know what the deal was with people, but there probably wasn't more than 12,000 people in the ballpark. I can't even imagine there'll be that many in the ballpark tonight. Arizona's not a team, and Arizona's a good team, but it's not a team that people come to see. But the difference, and I know the Phillies still, and there's bringing up guys isn't going to really change the dynamics. There'll be guys, there'll be players that come up at worst by the end of the trade deadline to see if the Phillies can trade anybody. But to look at Arizona's lineup last night, when you look at the top of the lineup, they had six hits in the first three players, which the Phillies obviously aren't going to get that out of their lineup. And they're hitting their players 273, 321, 321, 281, 294, 296. Those are the first six batters in the lineup. Now, the Phillies, Herrera 248, got it up there. One hit was clearly solid. The other one was, it was a hit, but the pitcher just didn't pick up the ball. Hitting 248, Howie Kendrick 317. Aaron Altair has really dropped, and he didn't get any hits last night, 276. Tommy Joseph, 264, and Mikel Franco is hitting 225. And Mikel Franco is just, to watch him with an at-bat, and he got one hit that drove in two runs last night. They have broken clocks right twice a day. He just swings out his rear end, out his ass, every time he's at the plate. He swings so hard. He just swings for home runs. And he's eligible for arbitration at the end of the year. And home runs are what make you money. And he doesn't have enough home runs to make him make himself enough money. And this is the first year he's eligible for arbitration. I don't like their lineup at all, and I don't really care. That to bring up a player now doesn't mean anything to me. And the pitching, and I've said this about Aaron Nola, I mean, pitched okay. Gave up five runs in six innings. Gave up nine hits. He walked two. That's not going to work. His ERA is still high. He's okay. He's a fourth starter in a good rotation, maybe a fourth starter. But the rest of and we'll see if Pivetta can back up what he did the other night in the next game. Ikoff has not pitched so far the way, and he's pitching today the way they thought. But this team, and it's too bad because we're going to need, after the NBA draft, and that's another week, we're going to need something, because the Eagles are done now until the end of July. No camp until the end of July. So we're going to need something, and I don't know what we're going to get. And I'd like to make a point. When people read all these things, from the social media, the tweets, the blogs, and all this, Carson Wentz had a good day. Carson Wentz didn't have a good day. You got to understand, there's no pass rush. You're not allowed to touch the quarterback. The defensive backs are covering. I get it, but with no pass rush, the quarterback doesn't have to fear that and doesn't have to worry about that. I don't know that I saw Carson Wentz have a bad day. But you know, one day it was reported, oh, yeah, he didn't have a good day. And then Doug Peterson said that next day he was 11 out of 12 in the plays that they really count. And a lot of times he threw in the double coverage, which he wouldn't do in a game because he just wanted to make the throw. There's no risk in a camp, not even a real training camp, just the camp before the training camp really gets started. The time you'll be able to get a better read, okay, in training camp, because there'll be days they put pads on, and before they play Miami here, they play the Dolphins here in a preseason game, the Dolphins are going to come in to work out with them twice during that week. So you'll get the other team playing hard, the Eagles playing hard. I still don't think you're going to be allowed to touch the quarterback, so there's still that part of it. But when you see all this stuff, oh, Carson Wentz had a good day, or Carson Wentz didn't have a good day. I mean, this is just, it's, you can't tell. You know, these writers, tweeters, or media people, I'll just call them media people, I don't know what a good day or a bad day. It's so overstated. And then this guy played on the first team, took reps on the first team, and this player didn't. They rotate guys and they try everything. It's so overly reported at those kind of training camps. And that's really kind of the way you got to look at it. Pat, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. I apologize. Thanks for taking my call. I apologize
no problem.
If there's any background noise. I'm currently driving to the shop right in Upper Darby to beat the Sotatak here. So.
Yeah. There's our people, and you live in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
That mayor that's just, he might be one of the worst mayors in the history of Philadelphia, but he's so stubborn, he's so obnoxious, he's such a bully that he does this, and then they put this spin on it. Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's just the numbers will change, and he's hired people to try to make sure that the soda tax is being charged at different places. It's totally ridiculous. It has failed, and I'm going to mention there's a story on Philly.com that really kind of puts it in its place. It's a failure. He's a failure. That's a failure. But good
well,
for you,
because
people. I hate to see that. You know, the business owners in Philadelphia suffer from this, but it's the way it is, and there's going to have to be something done. You just can't. You can't go on from this. But I'll mention something about this in a little while. But that's not what you called about, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, sorry, but thanks for your points on that. I wanted to ask you about some of the Phillies' prospects, and what do you think this dope Matt Klentak's plan is in bringing them up? The other day I was listening to Joe Giglio, and he made the point that it has something to do with the 40-man roster, and then it may be similar to what you were just saying a few minutes ago about the increase in the trade value for some of these guys out there.
Well, here's Scott Kingery. Everybody wants to come up. And Matt Klentak talked about it, and I asked him if the 40-man roster has something to do with Kingery not coming up. And he said that's not everything. I mean, it might be indicated, it might be a small part of it, but not the major part of it. But
okay.
you don't have to bring him up. You could actually not put him on the 40-man roster again next year, because if you get somebody in the offseason. So I would be surprised if Scott Kingery comes up this season. You want to let Cesar Hernandez play. And in
right.
the offseason, if you could trade Cesar Hernandez, if you really believe in Scott Kingery, and I think everybody does, that's one move. Okay, Hoskins is a first baseman. Now, I don't think they're going to trade Tommy Joseph by the trade deadline, because you're not going to get enough offered for him. But if you do, I would trade Tommy Joseph, because Hoskins looks like he has a really good chance to be a major leaguer. But outside of that, there's nobody. And if Michael Saunders is here after the trade deadline, then I would be totally, 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 totally shocked. But you're just waiting, hoping he gets hot, and hoping you can get something for him. The players that I think have the best chance of being traded are Howie Kendrick, because he could be on a bench somewhere because he can hit. And he's versatile. He is a good veteran presence, and he's a versatile player. Doesn't play any position great, but he can play them all well enough to get you by. So he's got some value. And I would say Pat Neshek, I would be surprised if, because there's so much need for bullpen people, that he doesn't get traded. So that doesn't open it up for the other players in the minor leagues. But I would not bring Cousins up. He strikes out a ton. I would bring Hoskins up eventually. Kingery, you know why he may not come up. Nick Williams, yes, at some point. And Alfaro is just not a good defensive catcher. And they're going to need a catcher somewhere along the way, because Rupp and Knapp are not their catchers of the future. And they know that. They're really not terrific defensive catchers. The best guy, what's the player's name? Logan, I forget his last name, is a catcher down. Really, really good defensive catcher, but he can't hit. But there will be guys come up at worst for the last 2 months of the season, at worst. All right?
And another thing was, I think you had a report out this week about you were speaking with Matt Klentak, and I think he's also worried about their development.
He's worried if they come up and then they fail, how tough it is for them to go back down. I don't really buy that. Part of it. Guys go up and down. So I don't really buy that. But to get a taste of the major leagues, obviously, is good for some people. All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Hey, enjoy your ride out to save money and do all your shopping outside the city to save money on that soda. It's not a soda tax. It's a beverage tax, because there's 3,000 to 4,000 products that are. I just got a text from one of my friends, a very smart guy, and his line is, Kenny is a joke. Yes. All right. Oh, I see Levi's waiting for me. Boy, I can't wait for this, because he's got Joe Giglio just texted me. Logan Moore was the catcher's name. Really good defensive catcher, but he can't hit. So he's not really their catcher of the future unless he can start developing the hit. But Alfaro is not a good defensive catcher. All right, Levi, I can't wait. That's my palms are getting sweaty just waiting for him. I'm sure that dope Arthur will call too. 94 WIP 888-729-9494 on your wireless device, the AT&T service that I'm using for years, 30 years, #9494, and on Verizon, same thing, #9494. We're at the Fresh Grocer in Wincote, Pennsylvania, right outside the city where people are shopping. WIP Sports Time is now 8:40. Likes to play a lot of Stones. Flyers made a trade last night. And people are saying, what? What? If I tell you the name, I'll tell you the name in a second. It's not going to change the balance of power. I can tell you that. Ron Hextall spoke yesterday about the draft. I think he started to indicate that whoever it is they draft, because they know it's going to be one of two players, whoever it is they draft is probably not likely to play in the NHL next season. He does have patience. I'll give him that. I don't know if it's always good, but patience is a virtue. And the guy you got to have patience with would be this caller who thinks he's like the star of all stars, the person that just everybody waits for. And that would be Levi. Levi, how are you today?
Good morning, Howard. How you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
I called you this morning because I'm not here to dispute you on anything. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions because, you know, I'm really sitting back taking notes now, you know, because it's about time for the rubber to meet the road for the Philadelphia Eagles and for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Rubber meeting the road. I'd never heard that before. Good job.
Well, whatever. you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, it's about time for them to show what they got. And I'm going to sit back and watch. I said 10 games. I'm not going to change that. Anything past 10 is gravy on the mashed potatoes. As far as the Philadelphia 76ers go.
So you're still sticking with 10 games for the Eagles then, right?
Oh, absolutely. 10 games. I don't see why they can't win 10 games. They should have won 10 last year.
Okay, well, not should have, but that's your prediction.
My prediction right now is 10 games.
Okay, yes. Good.
The Philadelphia 76ers, and listen, I don't have no pitch about who they should take. You know, neither one of the guys I feel like they should take. You got a best fits them that's going to get the ball to a B, that's going to get the ball, and, you know, they can shoot the ball. Because they got to win some games. They got to make the playoffs this year. This team can't go around winning 25 games again. I'm sorry. You know,
Well, they won 28, and they're quick to point out they had the biggest increase of wins from one season to another than any team in the NBA. Well, when you go from 10... 10 to 28, it's like going from 0 to 1. What does that mean?
Well, listen. I know that Colangelo is your buddy. You have a good relationship. But it's
I think he's a basketball guy, and that's what they need.
Well, listen, if he is a basketball guy, Howard, then it's time for him to put together a team that's going to do something on the floor. I'm tired of it.
He's got to restructure this whole team. Now, they've already gotten rid of Nerlens Noel, Michael Carter Williams. Michael Carter Williams was before Colangelo got here. He's trying like heck to get rid of Okafor, and he's such a stiff, it's hard for somebody to give you anything in value. I don't care if he was a third pick in the draft or not. He's pretty much, this team was never put together the right way. I'm not making excuses. But he's got to rebuild the whole team.
He has some pieces.
He's got Embiid if he plays more than 50 games. He's got to play more than 50 games. and he's got Ben Simmons, and there's a lot of first picks in the draft that weren't what people expected. That's going to be it's not a slam dunk.
Listen, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that he needs another 3 years to get this team together. This team, you got talent. You've been out there moving guys around.
Okay, who are the talent? Give me the talent. Give me the talent.
Listen, you got Embiid, right?
He's supposed yep. to be Again, he's got to play. He's got to play 70 games this year.
He's going to play 60 games. None of them play 80
That's not
games.
Enough.
None of them.
Yeah, but 60's not enough either. And you need him at the end of the year if you're in the playoffs.
Well, yeah. You got to make the playoffs, too, this year. You got to make the playoffs.
Okay.
And some of these teams, the Sixers got to just pass, okay?
Okay, so if they got to make the playoffs, how many games do you think they're going to win? You don't even know what the team is yet.
Listen, I don't care.
I am.
Okay, I don't care. I want this team to make the playoffs. I'm tired of all these excuses.
Well, how many games do you think it's going to take to make the playoffs? They got to go from 28 probably to 40. So they got to go another 12 games.
They're going to have to do better than that. They're going to do better than that. They're going to need about 55 games.
55 games. Do you in your right mind, and you don't have a right mind, think that the 76ers can win 55 games? Are you on drugs?
You're going to have to. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. Because like I said, you know, you talk about Jim Kenney and the Sugar Tax. I'm talking about these owners fleecing the fans in Philadelphia. They've been fleecing them for years.
And who fleeces? The only
one. Jeffrey Lurie fleecing the fans.
It's the fans.
Come on, man.
They didn't raise prices for 3 years. It's only eight plus two preseason games. Not fleecing any fans. The basketball tickets are more than the football tickets, and the basketball team plays 41 home games. So, I mean, that's fleecing the fans. They've raised some tickets over 200%. 200%. They've raised the tickets every the 76ers have done. But don't give me the Phillies are fine, the Eagles are fine, and the Flyers, it's a high ticket price, but they don't go crazy in raising the ticket prices where the Sixers do.
The Flyers, I don't know if they will ever win again. Okay.
Well, I won't go ever. Hey, listen, you're out of your lane there with the hockey. Come on, man. You're out of your lane.
Listen, I don't profess to be a hockey aficionado. No.
Okay.
I just say this here. I've been a Flyers fan all my life because I grew up in South Philly. But they haven't showed me nothing. You know, all the skaters, you know, all these other teams seem to get these great skaters.
Okay, Levi, I'm going to ask you.
Anybody.
I'm going to ask you, here's my final question. All right, I'm going to go with each team. When do the Phillies just make it to a World Series?
Well, you know, I'll give the Phillies, because they're a young team, I'll give them about 4 years.
Okay, 4 years. All right,
yep.
Now, the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl.
As far as I'm concerned, the Eagles should be looking to make it to the Super Bowl.
That should be. When will they? So right now, so you're saying next year. Come on, it's not this season.
If it's not this one, next year for sure.
Okay, we'll say next season. All right, so we got the Phillies, we got the Eagles. What about the 76ers?
76ers, I give them maybe 3 years. In 3 years, they should be contending for something.
And then I'm talking about making it to the finals.
I can't say how with them. I really don't know.
Well, you're an expert. You're supposed to be an expert.
Listen. Ask Peter King. You seem to get all your information from him anyway.
Okay. So you bailed out on the Sixers. I'm not even going to ask you the Flyers.
Yeah, I'm bailing out because he's saying, I don't know what
I'm not asking
doing.
You the Flyers.
And this Glanville, they haven't shown me anything either.
Hey, Levi, you have a great weekend. Are you a father,
Happy
Levi?
Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh,
Happy
thanks.
Father's Day to you.
I was going to wish it to you if you were a father. I wish it to you anyway. All right, see you later. 94 WIP, 888-729-9494. On your wireless phone, your cell phone, whatever you want to call it. It's #9494 on that AT&T service that I've been happy with for a long time. and #9494 on Verizon. We're at the Fresh Grocer, 1000 Easton Road in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Another fine supermarket that we're at this morning where people are doing their shopping, walking right across the street out of Philadelphia to save money on the beverage tax. 94 WIP. The time now is 8:56.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.